Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there right now that's working on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or where you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And let's not forget all those over-the-road truck drivers and our snowplow operators who have been doing double and triple duty. Thank goodness for you guys and gals keeping the roads open. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And you'll also find us on Twitter at Captain's America. Now, don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from California, where I'd be willing to bet you it's warmer there than it is where I'm at here in Florida, it's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
All right. Thank you, Captain. Hello, everybody.
Yeah. Everybody is going to go running back in. Watch this.
There they went.
It is nippy here tonight. What's the temperature up by you?
Well, we've got 59 degrees right now.
You are 10 degrees warmer than we are.
Yep.
I got 49 in one area here. That's an unofficial temperature because it's not coming from the weather service. It's coming from right out the parking lot here and at where I'm at. And we've got 51 over in St. Pete. So,
wow.
Yep, and that's right now. It's going down into the 40s tonight and the 30s to the north. Anyway, that's a story for a different day. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States.
Of America.
And to the Republic. For which it stands. One nation. Under God.
Indivisible.
With liberty. And justice for all. You got it. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, I got to ask a question here, because I'm sitting here and I'm watching this play out with this synagogue shooter, the terrorist, and how he got into the country and his connections to terrorists and the arrest made of the teenagers over there in England, which we haven't heard much about yet, but we will, I'm sure. And the connection to the female terrorist known as Lady Al-Qaeda. This guy filled out a visa over there, to travel to the United States. Now, it had to be at a U.S. embassy because that's where you get your visas, right?
Right.
He lied about not having a criminal record. By the way, they never checked it. Had he been arrested? Yes. The answer was yes. But he lied about that. They never checked it. And number two, he lied about having any connections to terrorism because he did. So what the hell is our State Department doing again over across the pond?
Well, this is a major, major disconnect, and that's putting it mildly, Captain. It seems as though Sky News over there in Great Britain had talked to this person's brother. His brother interviewed and said that the terrorist who attacked the synagogue was, quote, suffering from mental health issues, that he was also known to police and had a criminal record.
Right.
And so you've got the exact right question. How did this slip through the cracks?
And when he got to the United States and found his way to Texas, he was able to also, as an immigrant, he was able to legally buy a firearm. How did that happen?
Exactly. This is now, I think, Captain, you hear about the ideas of things being a textbook case. Well, this is a textbook case of the fact that we need to have a top-down review to make sure that this kind of thing isn't happening. Now, who's dropping the ball? Was it dropped for political purposes, in the sense that we're not going to be checking people because we don't think we should be checking people? Was it a breakdown?
We might offend them. We might offend them because they're Arabic, they're Muslim. I can hear it now. We might have offended them. That's not the point. We're lucky this guy didn't kill people.
That's exactly right. And, of course, Captain, you know, there was so much controversy even under the Trump administration about stopping people coming from certain countries which could not vet people who were getting on airplanes. And now we couldn't do it ourselves, it would seem, and that is of great concern.
But yet we're more concerned about people not wearing masks and being unvaccinated than we are some fool like this that could have come over here and had that synagogue been full, he could have killed everybody in it.
That's exactly right. This could have been, and obviously the whole thing could have been avoided, no doubt about that. But what it also points out, Captain, is that it looks like any self-respecting terrorist, I guess, no longer has to just walk across the Rio Grande. Evidently, they can get on an airplane and fly into the United States. This is ridiculous.
Well, that's my point, but it took a little bit more than that. He had to have a visa to come here in order to get in here and stay, and he did, and he went through the procedure. Never should have happened. Somebody that build out this paperwork initially, their head needs to roll in this one. They need to be fired.
Right. And this transcends, by the way, Republican, Democrat, party affiliation.
This is about America.
Exactly right. Right in the middle.
All right, hold that thought. And folks, you think about this for a while, folks, while we're going to break here. How in the hell could this happen? Is this the new woke State Department? The new Joe Biden and company? Is that what this is? Apparently. All right, we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. We just got started.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue, located at 5602 West Waters Avenue in Tampa. Come on out and see the captain. We'll see you there.
And, you know, you might even meet the mayor of Clearwater, the honorary mayor of Clearwater, Mike. He might be there. Might have Patrick Hyland there. Might have George Godfather there. Never know who's going to be there, but we have our nucleus that shows up, and it's a good group of guys and gals, and you'll like meeting all of them if you get a chance to stop by. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at MyPillow.com. I talked to Dawn yesterday. That's Mike Lindell's personal assistant. And once again, she told me thank you, thank you, thank you to all the people for helping them out, because now it's more important than ever, because as you heard me tell you last week, their bank is canceling them. Because they're afraid that there might be a lawsuit and they might get dragged into it or something like that, and they don't want to take the chance or the risk. Oh, boo-hoo, wah-wah. Well, I'm sure there's plenty of banks that'll take a $100 million business and put it in their bank, because that's going to be the one bank's loss and another bank's gain. But MyPillow.com is the website. And this is another time when we need to step up and help Mike Lindell. He's a patriotic American. He hasn't done anything, okay? Nobody's suing anybody, number one. And the woke culture is, again, trying to go after him. Well, not on my watch. So go to MyPillow.com. Check out all the different things he has there that he has for sale on the homepage. Again, you'll need a promo code to get the prices and reduce prices. Promo code will always be Captain. Now, you can also go to the Radio Listener Specials page. And there's over 100 items on that page, up to 150. And the prices are reduced 50%, 67%, 75% on all the items that are there. That's why it's called the Radio Listener Specials page. Again, promo code will be Captain. Telephone number will be 800 601-641-5459. You can save a bunch of money on a bunch of products that are there. And you'll feel good about what you get because, again, I've gotten a lot of different things. Kyle has too. And everything I've got from them so far has been high quality and excellent. Last thing I got were the slippers. And I think Kyle is in the process of getting them. So, MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN, telephone number 800-641-5459. Now, Kyle, did you get the slippers yet?
Actually, you know what, Captain? We decided, because, as you know, I got a little bit of spending cash for Christmas.
Imagine that.
And yeah, exactly. And we had ended up getting my mother an order of the towels because she wanted to try them out. And I was telling her about them, and she's heard about them on the radio, on the program, and so forth. And so we got her the towels, and she loved them. And we decided we wanted to get some towels for ourselves. So that's what we ended up getting, and we think we made a great choice.
Well, the towels are on sale, too.
That's right.
And they were marked down, I don't know, I don't want to misquote the number, but they had a substantial reduction in price on the towels, so you got a good deal with that, too.
Well, exactly. And I got to tell you, if you're looking to replace your towels, the MyPillow towels are great. Absolutely.
Yep. Excellent quality. And I got two sets of them.
Very cool.
Yep. Okay. Now, poor sportsmanship has been on display a lot lately in the professional ranks, whether it's football, whether it's basketball, whether it was baseball back in the season, whether it's soccer, whether it's hockey. And these professional players seem to forget the fact that they've got impressionable kids watching them because they want to be just like the star, right?
Well, right, of course.
Well, of all the people to get on my bullseye list, Dallas Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott, along with some of his team's fans, after a down-to-the-wire wild-card playoff game loss Sunday to the dreaded San Francisco 49ers. And what did he say when asked in a post-game press conference about the Cowboys fans that threw trash at the referee? What did he say?
What did he say?
Credit to them.
Wow.
Now, give me a break. You don't condone uncondonable behavior.
Right.
And that's
right.
What that was. So now, how many kids are going to go, well, it's okay to throw spit wads, soda cans, whatever they can get their hands on at the referees just because Dak Prescott said we could?
Well, no kidding. Well, you know, Captain, of course, in football and baseball, for example, any sport, you know, you have officials there. They're there for a reason. Everybody gets good calls, bad calls, calls you're going to agree with, calls you think could have been better, calls you think never should have been made. But the idea, of course, is that the call's the call. It's going to go on. In some cases, you can challenge calls and look at tapes and or look at the video, rather, to see what's going on, if it could be overturned. But for him to say what he said is absolutely the pinnacle of unsportsmanlike conduct. You don't do that kind of thing.
Right. And I wanted to mention that because I just don't think it's right. And, you know, you may be listening to me in Dallas or somewhere over there where you're a Cowboys fan. You might be listening to me in Tampa where you're a Cowboys fan. But I'm sorry. This is not the proper kind of behavior, especially when you're talking about impressionable kids that want to grow up to be just like Dak Prescott.
Well, exactly right. It's really sad. I mean, you know, it's an important thing and so forth, but it's also about life. It's about character. It's about overcoming the odds or going against, you know, the incredible odds in real life and, you know, out there in the big world with your job or whatever. And it's that kind of character that a lot of kids look up to and they say, I want to be like so-and-so because they persevered. You know, we've come a long way, unfortunately.
Now, never let it be said that the mainstream media is not one-sided, because here we go. You ready for this?
Yep.
Donald Trump called Joy Behar a racist. Joy Behar is on The View, right?
Yes, Joy Behar, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she's white, right?
Yes, yeah.
Well, Mediaite said, and this is a quote, Trump commemorated Martin Luther King Day by insulting a black woman cable news host.
Oh, right. Actually, I think, wasn't it Joy Reid?
No, it was Joy Behar.
Okay, Joy Behar.
Joy
okay.
Behar. And they thought that he was talking about Joy Reid when he specifically said Joy Behar.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess if they thought he was talking about Joy Reid and they would make a comment like that.
But they didn't pay attention to what he said.
Well, that's right. But if they thought such, then they don't get at all what Dr. Martin Luther King was all about. The whole point shouldn't be, did you insult someone of a certain race? It would be, did you insult a TV host? Or did you take issue with what a TV host said? Or what any other walk of life job you can name? In other words, the idea is that we're looking at the content of their character, the things that they say, the things that they do, and we don't go for the obvious outward appearance. That's what I think Dr. King was actually trying to accomplish.
Now, the cancel culture is alive and well. We just talked about Mike Lindell. But guess who else they went after?
Who's that?
One American News Network.
Yes, I have heard about this. You're right.
DirecTV, and AT&T, who owns DirecTV, has cut off the very conservative One American News Network from its lineup.
That's right. And why this is so important to One American News Network is because they essentially rely on being carried by DirecTV for the majority of their budget.
That has been their big avenue to get things out onto the satellite network, because a lot of the satellite networks, you can get One American News now, but you have to pay extra money for it. It's not part of the package.
Right, exactly. And so, of course, it's put together, I think, by a group of conservative tech entrepreneurs, basically.
Well, it's actually a Christian group.
Yeah, they're known as Herring Networks, for example.
Yeah.
So that's right. So this is something where if you're not going to be carried, and quite frankly, I don't know exactly what recourse they have at this point, but they're not being cut off immediately. Well, that's true. But they're not being cut off immediately, but they're not going to have their contract renewed, I think, in April.
Yep.
So there is a little bit of time to file those kinds of lawsuits. And I think they're carried there as a result, too, of another lawsuit that came about because they weren't being treated correctly.
Correct. And they won that lawsuit. Okay. Richard DeMarine, good morning to you. Hope you're having a great day, and hope things are going well out there in Portland, Oregon, your direction out there. Hope that you survived all the weather that you had. And in the meantime, we are going to be coming right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
U.S.
USA Radio News.
COVID relief discussions are picking up at the Capitol once again, but one GOP representative is pushing back against it.
Democrats in Congress have begun talks on another round of coronavirus relief, which they plan to set aside for restaurants, gyms, and performance venues as the Omicron variant of coronavirus continues to spread. Iowa Congresswoman Ashley Hinson joins Fox Business Network and says there should not be another round of payments.
I think it's time Democrats live in the universe that we're all living in, which is that everything costs more and you continue to pump more money into the economy. This is exactly the impact it's having. Inflation is a tax on working Americans.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And Moderna hopes to market a combined booster vaccination for COVID-19, influenza, and RSV as soon as the fall of 2023. This is USA Radio News.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it right away. By the way, as most of you know, I've been taking the product Relief Factor for going on more than 7 years right now. Now, I've had a problem with my left leg where they had to put a soft cast on it because of something that they did, a procedure they did to my left ankle and foot. And the soft cast came off yesterday. I'm walking very gingerly on it right now. But the fact of the matter is, I was in quite a bit of pain just because I was, and probably because of the fact that I'd had that soft cast on walking with special shoes and whatnot for the past couple of weeks, which I still have the special shoes. So I took a packet of Relief Factor. That's three instead of two for my normal daily routine. And after I took the packet of Relief Factor about 8 o'clock last night, before the normal one I take around midnight, it took about 20 minutes for the product to work, and my shoulder was bothering me at the same time, my right shoulder, where I have arthritis. All of a sudden, the pain in my foot went away, any inflammation or swelling that was starting in went away, and the pain in my right shoulder went away. Now, that's what this stuff does. I've never seen anything quite like it. Relief Factor. It's an all-natural product, 100% drug-free. Now, the ingredients in it are turmeric, resveratrol, I-carotene, and omega-3. You can look that up. Because that mixture of ingredients helps your body with its natural response to inflammation, and it lowers or eliminates pain associated with the problem you've got going on by going right straight to the source. And believe me, I wouldn't be telling you it works if it doesn't work. Now, it's 100% botanical and fish oil product. It's made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins, too, which is good for you. It's good for your body. It also supports healthy joints and muscles, and it helps the healing process along, too. Now, it costs $19.95 to get it started, $19.95, the three-week quick start, and you get that by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. $19.95, three-week quick start. Give it a shot. And it should work for you the way it's working for me, which will shock the heck out of you, because it, when you need something, you need it now. You don't need it then. Okay, and all you got to lose is pain, right, Kyle?
That's exactly right.
Speaking of pain, your governor, Gavin Newsom, he came out and he made a ridiculous comment about Florida and about our governor. He was being interviewed by a reporter, and it was Yahoo News. You know who they are, right?
Yeah.
And he says, thank God we haven't followed Ron DeSantis' governing example in California, or we would have had at least 40,000 people dead here.
Well, we really don't know that. The governor doesn't know that either. It seems to me that a lot of the issues with COVID, in many ways, were so much worse in California, it would seem, even with the lockdowns and the mandates and all that stuff.
Well, maybe, but progressives have lied endlessly about what's been going on with COVID, but this is more than COVID. The critical race theories in the schools and their dishonest denials, which are just emphatically false. California, you got that going on out there. But all of that stuff is helpful to the Republicans, and school issues like the radical curriculum, and especially closures, have hurt the Democrats badly. That's all happened in California, not Florida. And the more they refuse to acknowledge reality and continue to insult the intelligence of the parents, the more beneficial it is to the Republicans. And as for Newsom's claim that if he'd eschewed the lockdowns, mandates, and restrictions, tens of thousands of more Californians would be dead, is he right? We don't know. But we were right, and we do know that.
Well, right. Well, do you think that, by coming out so directly at DeSantis, that Newsom has some other motive behind all that?
Well, I'm going to tell you a little something. This isn't the first time he's done something like this, which leads me to believe that Newsom may, in fact, be lining himself up to run for president in 2024, thinking that Ron DeSantis would be his opponent.
Well, yeah, you never know. I know that back in last September, Newsom was asked about wanting to run for president. At that time, he said he didn't really have it on his radar, per se. But that being said, Captain, of course, that was a little while back. But here's the thing. With the Democrat bench being so
weak,
and I mean, they're talking about Hillary and stuff like that. Newsom may see some sort of inroad where, and also something else is at play here, too. We're seeing the media in some ways begin to be critical of Biden in a way that they never would be, because things are so terrible that, I think they're starting to say, hey, maybe we need to, support somebody else or something like that. They're not getting what they want. Gavin Newsom is sort of made for TV. He's, somebody who the media could probably, embrace. And so maybe in his own mind, he's thinking, I can use some of that to my advantage. However, obviously, Captain, I don't think you could go around the country and say, let me do to the country what I've done to California. In this day and age, with after Biden and all this stuff, people aren't going to buy that stuff.
As stupid as it sounds, that's what he's doing right now in this interview, because they're talking about a healthy economy. which is also a crucial factor in measuring societal health, as economic well-being begets other benefits. Now, California shut down its economy much harder and for much longer than Florida did. Florida has been one of the most open states in the country, whereas California has been just exactly the opposite. Unemployment rates in Florida are 4.5%. Now, they're down a little bit below that right now. This was as of a week ago, with roughly 483,000 unemployed residents. California is at 6.9% with 1.3 million unemployed residents. Meanwhile, Florida has announced tax cut plans, while California, you ready for this? California Yep. is debating doubling their state taxes to pay for their giveaway programs. When you leave him?
well, he's driving people out of California with a whip and a chair, it looks like.
Well, I can prove that right here with my next comment. Florida's gained more than 200,000 residents in the last year. In the meantime, California has lost that many in the last 6 months.
Yes, that's exactly what's happening.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think, Captain, and once that happens, they're not going to be coming back, especially those who are business owners or others who just have had enough in that sense. And certainly like you talked about, you know, doubling taxes or just increasing taxes in order to pay for programs that a majority of Californians really don't want and see as really detrimental. Yeah, and they'll start to vote with their feet more.
And people are voting with their feet. They are leaving, and as a result, they're leaving the Democratic Party. The Republican Party is up 14% in registrations across the United States right now, and the Democratic Party is down 10%.
Well, that's right. And this is a major opportunity. Because you know something, Captain, these policies of Newsom and others, they've been on display. And so it's no longer an academic question of some Republican candidate telling the voters, hey, don't elect these people because they'll do this, that, and the other thing. Well, guess what? They've now seen it happen with their own eyes. It's no longer any kind of academic question by any stretch of the imagination. And so people are going to say, when the time comes and I can go vote, I'm not going to vote these policies back into play. I'm going to vote for a change.
Well, that's all true, and that's the whole point of what I've been talking about here. Okay, the shoe's on the other foot right now. The Democrats are losing. Every time you turn around, they're losing. It's Joe Biden. It's Kamala Harris. And, oh, by the way, the other thing that's probably influencing Gavin Newsom in running for president, who is his famous relative? That's the Speaker of the House.
Oh, well, Nancy. That's right.
And they are related.
They are. Well, you see, Captain, a lot of times I think the Democrat Party elite, they don't really care that their policies are not popular. They just think they haven't explained them enough to us yet, or they haven't had enough media coverage.
Hold that thought. Going to break, folks. You're coming back with the Trucker's Highwind Bible Report. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls on.
And that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue, located at 5602 West Waters Avenue in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
What a night. Number one in the United States and England back years ago. Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. And, of course, that was more the Four Seasons doing that one. And, Kyle, I'm going to bring you into this. You remember that?
I do, yeah. It was around 75, I think.
That's when it came out. Yeah, and they're talking about 1963. See, it fools people because you think, oh, well, that was about 1963. That's an old song. Yeah, it's not as old as you think. All right, let's go to get going with the weather here. I'm going to read something real quick. Let me get it up here. As the potent winter storm moves off the coast of New England, heavy snow will still be possible in its wake downward of the eastern Great Lakes through Monday night into Tuesday. There is still snow in the upstate region off Lake Ontario and Lake Erie. Right now, there's still snow up there off Lake Superior and Lake Huron. In the upper peninsula of Michigan, there's still snow in the northern part of Minnesota and North Dakota as well. And they're still clearing up the roads down there in the mountains coming up I-81, I-77. Don't see any big delays for you, but Kyle, take it away. What's going on out west?
Well, thank you, Captain. We're actually going to start in Southern California tonight because we do have some patches of rain out there. So if you're trucking across the highways, and especially Highway 58 coming through Tehachapi, maybe heading for Bakersfield, you've definitely got rain going on right now. Barstow is also reading rain. So, of course, anybody at the Pilot or Flying J in Barstow, you're getting wet right now, it would seem. And if you're traveling on up the 15 Interstate 15, you're going to get a little bit more rain a little bit before you get to state line tonight with Nevada. So be careful out there for sure. But then also, Captain, we've got more fog to tell our drivers about, especially now. This is going to be north of Reno on the California side, actually, 395. This is heading up towards Susanville.
The shortcut to Oregon.
That's right. We've got freezing fog as you head on up towards the Oregon coast, the Oregon border there. So be aware of that. Also, more freezing fog in the state of Washington, southern Washington, northern Oregon tonight. If you're coming down through, Highway 82 or Interstate 82, you're going through Yakima and so forth, you're going to be encountering that freezing fog. Freezing fog also around Pendleton, Walla Walla, and Dayton as well. Now, 4th of July pass as well. We're looking for that fog. Thankfully, is going to be clearing up according to the forecast on Tuesday, but it's definitely going to be rain for the next couple of days. 31 degrees there right now, so if it's raining, watch out because obviously that can turn to snow. Winter weather advisory in many parts of Montana tonight, especially covering Great Falls, Helena, also down through Billings as well, and a little bit into northern Wyoming as you head down I-90. Also, Snoqualmie Pass, I believe right now, is raining, so be careful there. 35 degrees, no restrictions right now, but it is going to be wet pavement, so be careful out there.
Yeah, now let's go up to North Dakota right away because the eastern half of North Dakota, it's still snowing, I-29 north to south out of Fargo. You've got some very unsettled weather conditions to the west and very cold temperatures again in north and south Dakota, as well as the northern part of Minnesota where you've got some snow up there up to the northeastern corner and right along the Canadian border all the way across over to North Dakota. And, of course, the upper part of Wisconsin, Green Bay is probably getting a little snow right now, as well as the upper peninsula of Michigan. And you do have some windy conditions up off the lakes up there, Superior and Huron. You've got a little bit of snow over there on the Canadian side in between that little bridge that goes back and forth, the U.S. bridge up there. And now let me move over into the northeast before I go back down south again. There is snow in the Toledo area tonight coming off the lake. Then it kind of skipjacks across to Cleveland east over to Erie, and then you pick it up again all the way to Buffalo, all the way to Syracuse, and then from Syracuse straight north up I-81. That's coming off the lake because of the way the wind is blowing right now. So there is still snow there. It's not going to be the heavy lake effect snow, but it's enough to where you'll have 1 to 3, 2 to 4 inches that'll just make you driving a little bit miserable going across through there. Plus, lots of blowing snow going on, too, The wind isn't that bad right now, but it was earlier. But you're going to find out that somebody passes you in a big rig, they're going to leave you in a pile of snow, literally. So you'll have to contend with that. A little bit of snow in the south-central part of Pennsylvania right now, over about where I-76 and I-70 come together and run together for a while. And then we still got some wintry conditions in West Virginia, the mountains of Virginia, mountains of North Carolina, and some wintry conditions up in Maine, up in New Hampshire right now, going across Tennessee. You probably got some icy roads there in Tennessee because the temperatures are just downright freaking miserably cold tonight all the way down here into Florida. Now, we're going to have some 30s to our north, 20s north of that up into the Georgia and whatnot, but there'll be the panhandle will have some temperatures down near freezing. We've got a hard freeze warning for the Jacksonville area down to about Gainesville, and then we've got a frost warning all the way down to just north of us, up around Newport Richey, roughly, and we'll be pushing some temperatures in the northern part of Pinellas County that'll be near freezing. Now, right now, by me, it's 48 degrees here unofficially at the airport at my studio, and it's 51 degrees over in St. Pete right now, so be advised of that. And that's what the weather looks like right now. Kyle, tell us about the pilot in Flying J.
Well, thank you, Captain. And, folks, of course, you're just hearing about these very cold temperatures, and when it's cold, there's nothing better than pulling into the pilot or Flying J for that hot cup of coffee. And don't forget, folks, their coffee, their bean-to-cup machines, they're brewed fresh every cup. And their natural, or I should say traditional drip machines, they're brewed fresh every hour. So you're never going to get a stale cup of coffee when you pull into the Pilot or Flying J. And when you do, you can explore all the great amenities. Also, join the Drivers Club, get points for everything that you buy, start earning those points, manage them with your My Rewards Plus app, PilotorFlyingJ.com.
All right, we'll be right back, right after the top of the hour news on the Captain's America Third Watch. Lots more to be talking about.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.